Dr. General consultation program, patient Jimmy Weeks, patient with a history of atrial fibrillation, flutter under vent ablation. In the past period, patient has atrial flutter ablation performed in the past period. Patient also has history of coronary arteries and bypass surgery performed in 1995 and 2015 period. Now patient is complaining of dizziness, shortness of breath and palpitation period. Patient's electrocardiogram showed atrial fibrillation with episodes of slow ventricular rate period. Patient is referred to me for ablation for atrial fibrillation as well as implantation of permanent pacemaker period. Current medication, omeprazole, 20 milligram daily. Plavix, top floor 60 milligram daily. Albuterol, atorvastatin period, allergies, morphine, sulfate period. Family history, now history of premature coronary disease, cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system in general, dinner, recent weight gain, weight loss, now vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, permanent, now history of pneumonia, COPD. Abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimated nausea, arthritis, and examination, blood pressure, 130 over 80, pulse is 70, respiration 16, weight is 164 pounds, HEND, no JVD, lungs, clear bilaterally, heart is irregularly irregular, no murmurs, gallop, abdomen soft, normal, bowel sound, estimated, no edema, click emission number 1, atrial fibrillation with atrial fibrillation, number 2, bradyarrhythmia, number 3, coronary artery disease, status post bypass surgery, recommendation. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation, as well as a permanent pacemaker implantation. Procedure risk and benefit. Discuss with the patient. Patient agreed for the procedure. Please indicate to Dr. Swaminathan.